Peter and Cornelius didn't know each other, but they had a lot in common. They prayed to God every day. They shared God's love by helping others. They worshiped God in their own ways. They could have been friends except for one big difference. Peter was Jewish and Cornelius was not. In those days, there was a big divide between those who were Jewish and those who were not. They wouldn't even eat the same food. It was as if there was an invisible line between them. No one wanted to step over the line. That was about to change. The Holy Spirit was erasing that line. This is how it happened. God sent two dreams, one to Cornelius and another to Peter. In the first dream, God told Cornelius to invite Peter to his house. In the second dream, Peter saw a very big sheet with all sorts of animals, birds, snakes, and frogs on it. Peter heard a voice saying, "Go ahead, eat." Peter said, "I have never eaten these kinds of animals, birds, snakes, and frogs. They are unclean." "Peter," he heard the voice say, "God has made them clean. You must not call them unclean." This happened three times, not just once. Then the dream was over. Peter was puzzled about his dream. As Peter awoke, the men sent by Cornelius arrived. "Come in," he told the men. "You have come a long way. Spend the night here." The next morning, Peter, the men, and some of Peter's friends went north to where Cornelius lived. When Peter arrived, he found Cornelius, his family, and all his close friends gathered in one place. They had all come to listen to Peter. When Peter heard about Cornelius' dream, he was very excited. "That's what my dream meant," Peter said. "We are all meant to be together as part of God's family. Now I know for sure that God loves everyone the same." Cornelius asked Peter to teach them, so Peter told them all about Jesus and God's grace. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit came upon every person in the house. Everyone started to speak in different languages as the Holy Spirit helped them. It was very noisy and very exciting. Peter was amazed. "The Holy Spirit has come upon everyone," he said. "It doesn't matter if you are Jewish or not Jewish, rich or poor, male or female. We are all part of God's family." Cornelius, his family, and all his close friends became followers of Jesus that day. They were all baptized. They invited Peter to stay with them for a few days. Everything had changed. Everyone was welcome. Everyone belonged in God's family.